Hey everybody, I'm Travis.
And I'm Ryan.
And it's our double header for today. Since we had missed one last week, we decided we'd give you two. Because again, it's Christmas, the season of giving. And so here's our gift to you. Two episodes in one week.
Surprise!
Surprise! And for today, we have a listener request.
Ooh, a listener request.
Which is for us to discuss on our podcast here, a place of high import where so many people turn to us for advice, seeking guidance, wanting to know what in this situation would Ryan and Travis do.
I have no idea.
And since we feel that weight and burden so heavily on our shoulders, we want to make sure that we take it with the seriousness that it requires.
Yes.
And for that, we've prepped absolutely nothing.
As
and
always.
We've done no homework at all. And you get nothing but our unfiltered and frankly unsolicited thoughts.
Yes.
However, here is a listener request. Devotionals.
Devotionals.
Okay. Specifically those devotionals. And because we are in Christmas time.
Yes.
Which is a season of giving and presents under the tree and all sorts of stuff. And oftentimes, especially if you are in an evangelical family, someone at some point will receive something that looks like this. And for listeners who are listening at home, because that's probably where you're listening, or at least on the car or wherever. But frankly, for any of you who are not present sitting here at my table right now and therefore unable to see what I'm holding, I am holding a copy of Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest, a classic devotional. I am holding mine in my leather-bound, gilded version.
That's a really nice one.
It is actually very, very nice. And I will tell you, I have had this for years. 2001.
Wow. I don't even think I own a copy.
And I will tell you, since 2001, as I flip through these pages, you will notice something. Well, actually, you, the listener, will not, but Ryan can, which is what, Ryan?
It's not very well worn, that's for sure.
It's not worn at all. In fact, it's completely unused. I have yet, since 2001, to scrawl a single pen mark in it anywhere. Now, let me explain.
What does that say about Travis's devotion?
What does it say? There's the key, right? Because we actually attribute these to our devotional spiritual life. We basically say, if you are a devotional spiritual person, you obviously need a spiritual devotional.
And if you're in the social media world, you need your devotional open next to your Bible with your coffee mug.
That's right, with your coffee mug. Number one,
Travis has the coffee mug and the devotional, but no open Bible.
That's true. I need a Bible.
So,
quick, give me your phone and take and put on YouVersion. And that would be like a Bible. Here, I'm just gonna tweet this one out right now.
That's right. So
let me move the children out of the way here. I've got my gift card. That way, I don't get in trouble with anybody.
He is.
We'll do some tidying here. Look at here. This is the behind the scenes work that you are getting live in this moment, friends.
He is devoting right now. He is devoting.
There we go.
He is devoting his time.
I am devoting my time. Listen, if you were here with me, you would know that my coffee mug even has the word friend on it. I am in full evangelical mode. But here's my question to you, Ryan.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is my friend. I have a friend in Jesus. That's amore. There might be a reason we don't usually do two episodes back to back. But here's my question to you, Ryan, is when we talk about the idea of devotionals, here's where I run into. In all seriousness, I have a ton of devotionals. I actually really enjoy them. I enjoy the value. I do not write in them because I here's my feeling is once I write in them, then I'm done.
Yeah.
So I actually, if I write, I oftentimes will write somewhere else. And that way,
that's what I do.
That way I can reuse the devotional or reuse the thought process. Without necessarily getting locked back into a thought process I had at whatever period it will go. Oftentimes, I won't write because I hate writing and I hate journaling. I do not like to lock anything down on pen and paper. It makes me feel confined and trapped, and so I don't do it. I love to just simply have the ongoing conversation in my head. Now, there are times when that's horrible practice because you come up with a moment of brilliance or something that actually means something, and then you can't access it later. So I'm not against writing it. It's just not my habit because of what it makes me feel deep inside. And I'm all about my feelings. I will actually also be honest with this particular devotional. I totally stole this from somebody.
Awesome.
Don't think I intended to, but I did.
Awesome.
So
Thou
shalt not steal. I'm sure there's a devotional covering that. But my question for the devotional aspect is this. Here's my overall concern for them, because I, for years, was a huge devotional user. I still enjoy them to a degree, but here's what I actually found about myself when I went with just devotionals. The devotionals actually took place of the Bible.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite ones was one that was basically a read the Bible through in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, devotional plus, yep. You know, you give the... And I started realizing, like, I'd just go back to that one, and you don't actually read into the scriptures except the parts and pieces that the devotional guides for you. Yep. And so my danger was, just because of how busy I was, how much I had going on, what I would find is, oh, I'm going to grab this 5-10 minutes with my devotional, maybe 15 minutes with my devotional here, and another 15 minutes here. And I would do it at the expense of the actual scriptures.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you handle that?
So I think that, yeah. And
there's plenty of people I would say that use the devotional instead of their Bible at all.
Yeah.
Right? Like they've got walls of these things, and their Bible has actually not been cracked in a while. I would say, on one hand, welcome to reality. Like, that happens, right? So, like, that's not to bring any shame or condemnation on anyone. It's just the reality of, like, sometimes devotionals are quicker, easier, more accessible. They are the fast food to a finely prepared chef's meal.
Yeah, it's true. And there is a problem with biblical literacy, and especially in America today, where people just don't know what the Bible says. Like, Christians don't know what the Bible says. And so I actually do two devotionals at the same time on YouVersion, and one of them is...
Ryan's a pro like that. I do none, and Ryan does two at once.
Well, let me explain why I do two at once.
Okay, Zoomer.
Okay. So I do one that's actually Oswald Chambers, and it's a really good one. I enjoy it. So
Is it my most adequate for his kind of good?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's it. And it's pretty good. It's short. But then I do another one that's reading through the Bible, and it doesn't have a devotional aspect to it. It's mm-hmm. just like, here, this is the Bible reading for today. And it actually encourages, like, some, if you want to memorize some scripture, and it provides those for the beginning of the week, and you can memorize those throughout the week and this and that. And so I like that, because it's like, actually, you're actually reading scripture, or reading passages of scripture, chapters of scripture. And so I think with devotionals, if you're going to do one, there's nothing wrong, like, Oswald Chambers is a great one. My mm-hmm. listener has a great one. If you want to, there's tons of them on YouVersion, things like that. But don't just, most devotional will provide like one or two verses, and then, you know, then have that devotional like paragraph or something, or a few mm-hmm. paragraphs to explain, you know, here's the thoughts for today. Here's what to chew on today. And then it provides those one or two verses to support that. I'd encourage you to not just read those one or two verses, read the context those verses are found in, like the whole chapter, you know, and see what's actually going on, and maybe read a little bit around those chapters or whatever to kind of get a good grasp of, okay, what is going on in this context? What's God saying? What's God doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does this relate to the movement of the kingdom of God, the overall story of God, and what is the Holy Spirit trying to teach me in this? Because mm-hmm. if you just read like the one or two verses, that's where false teachings can come about, because people cherry pick. You start cherry picking.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, so, you know, in my personal signed copy of Oswald Chambers is My Utmost for His Highest. Now, granted, not signed by him, signed by someone completely different who it was probably presented to. It was presented to them, and they signed it. That was really nice.
And Travis stole it.
And then I stole it. So at some point, I'm going to have to go look someone up and be like, hey, remember that devotional that someone really nicely gave you in 2001? I totally have that. But yeah, so let's say on March 27th here, you know, the thing for the day just simply says from Revelation 4:1, come up here and I will show you things.
You could go in a bunch.
You could go in so many different directions, which is why devotionals are the worst when it comes to trying to say that they're adequately teaching.
Yeah, they're not.
Right? Like, they're not. And they're not meant to, but that's what people use them for. Is people will use them for, like, oh, I finished my devotional for the year, and now I've read the Bible. But what you really simply got were these tiny little snippets, oftentimes picked at random. Like, I have yet to crack open, you know, the devotional that has the passage, I believe it's from either 1 Kings or 2 Kings, cursed is any man who pees against the wall. Which, frankly, that's a devotional I would read.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But, you know, I mean, like, it's that kind of level, right? you know, here's another one. It's just simply, do you believe this? And then there's a whole nice three paragraphs of what it means to believe in something and to believe it fully in faith. And so I think the problem is, like, when we package our spiritual life into a devotional, I think it can lead us to two different places. I know for me personally, the first place it actually leads me to is not usually spiritual renewal, although it might for the first little bit, but ultimately, like, after day four, I become very legalistic in my devotions, yeah. Because now I'm actually just simply about finishing the book. It's the other reason I don't write in them, is because then I feel obligated to finish them whether I like it or not, and not usually in the healthiest of ways. It's just more about completing the task than getting anything from it. And so I feel like it can sometimes feed that, you know, that need to get through something but not necessarily take in and really think deeply about what's being said. I do like June 15th. And beside this, add.
Oh, my gosh. And, it, like, what does that even mean? And that's 2 Peter 1:5.
That's 2 Peter 1:5. And besides this, add.
Yeah.
That's right, listener.
Yeah.
That's your thought for the day.
That's your thought. Chew on that.
Chew on that one. And this, add.
I think what's important is that, and I think the reason, just kind of think, like, why do people use devotionals and why are they so popular? I think people are intimidated by Scripture. They don't think, if, you know, they've read passages where they just don't understand it, and they think, well, I don't understand this, so I need help, or I can't just read on my own. I need some help to go along with it.
Right.
Let me tell you this. Read Scripture even if you don't understand it.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is the one who inspired the Word of God,
yep.
Inspired all these authors to write these things down. So the Holy Spirit over time can help you understand. And even if it's in Leviticus or Numbers or some of those books that nobody ever reads, you know, Chronicles or things like that, the Holy Spirit can help you understand those things.
Yep.
You know, He can reveal those things to you. And so I'd say, read it even if you don't understand it. And if you have to read it again, read it again.
Yeah.
And that's, and you don't need a, if you want to use a devotional, fine. But I would say if it's, you know, like that one, 2 Peter 1:5, read the whole thing. What are they adding? What is he saying to add? And
I'm sure Oswald gets into it at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. But I would say have your Bible open, and whatever that verse is, that devotional you're talking about.
If I had ever read the devotional and written something, I could have also told you, but I haven't. I never made it that far in, so sorry.
So open the Bible and read the entire chapter. I would say do that first before you even look at the devotional thoughts, because then you can start thinking about, and the Holy Spirit can reveal to you, what is the Holy Spirit trying to say to you? You know, I'd say pray. You know, pray. Just say, God, speak to me through this. And then let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And then you can read the devotional part of it and see what the author, if it's Oswald Chambers, or if it's, you know, a Matt Chandler devotional, or if it's a Louis Giglio devotional, or whoever it is, then you can
Beth
see what...
Moore?
Beth Moore? I'm down with Beth Moore.
Are
Why
we?
Not?
Are we?
I'd say more
Does
Beth
she need
Moore.
To write at home?
I'd say
Beth,
maybe...
Beth Moore's devotionals for home.
Oh.
Oh, John MacArthur, we haven't forgotten about
no,
you.
You have
Christmas.
Oh, John.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I'd say read it, and then, you know, see what the, and then let the Holy Spirit speak to you, and then see what the author's thoughts are on that particular verse, or if he has a passage or whatever it is, and see what then maybe the Holy Spirit can speak to you through their words too.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a more that would take advantage of the time that you're spending, rather than just saying, like you were saying, a fast food approach. Like, here, let me just drive through, and then I'll go on with my day.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Is like, you basically, you know, like my wife and I went to London a couple months ago for our anniversary, and we ate at a rotisserie chicken shop, which is kind of a fast foodish, you know, rotisserie chicken place, and you kind of just walk in. There's your numbers of your various meal styles, and you put it in there, and it's still, you know, you kind of sit down and eat it, but it's a massive, it's like going to like a Boston Market kind of idea, right? Like it's already prepared, everything's there, you're just getting, you know, a plate made up, and then they bring it to you and you eat. But we also went to Ottolenghi while we were there, who's like, you know, a master chef, you know, his places are amazing, you know, multiple Michelin stars, and you when you go to Ottolenghi, you sign in for a 2 to 2.5 hour slot, right? because you know that as soon as you get in there, the whole experience is about sitting down, taking time, contemplating food as it arrives. The food arrives in smaller portions. It's beautiful. It's meticulous. Everything is there for a reason, right? And the idea is, like, if you were to just chow through it, you're completely misunderstanding the whole point of even being in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I feel like devotionals and you know, kind of regular Bible studies sit, right? It's like devotionals are, they're not bad.
No.
They're not bad. They've got their place. But if you go to a devotional expecting to be able to have the fullness and the depth and the beauty and the interaction and the interplay of all of these different components that are happening in the scriptures, right? Because in the scriptures, you have a passage and there's something prophetic happening and there's something historical happening and there's something allegorical happening and there's some form of, you know, like there's a lot of, you know, poetry, all this stuff. And that might just simply be in one passage, right? Like that might just simply be in one verse. We have all of these different things coming together. We're at Christmas time. So Isaiah's, you know, passage of, you know, a child shall be born and he shall be called, you know, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, you know, Eternal God, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. You know, like, that's a moment where there's prophecy happening there. There's some poetry happening there. There's some history happening there. There's some symbolism. Like, you know, and in fact, if you get into, you know, real Hebrew text stuff, there's a chiasm happening there. And so he's actually counterplaying what's happening from before. Anyway, it's beautiful. That's the stuff you're never going to get in a devotional.
No, you're not.
Yeah. You're never going to get that in a devotional. You're never going to be able to sit down and be like, because the devotional is going to say maybe the four titles and then be like, you know, Jesus is the, you know, Wonderful Counselor because he brings this thing to your life. And then it's going to move on to the next page where, yeah, you know, and so shall we.
Yeah.
And that might be all you get for that, yeah, day, you know. Jesus wept. I mean, you might be like, which is actually a beautiful passage. But anyway, again, I digress. It's just simply not the same experience. It's not meant to be the same experience. And I know for me, that's usually the challenge with devotionals, is if I approach the devotional as my sole kind of connection to the scriptures, what I end up doing is I end up just kind of, number one, checking off the boxes, going through it, boom, 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 boom. I did my daily thing, boom, 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 and not really taking anything deeper in. And I often will times do it at the expense of actually, like, studying and reading the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is sometimes, you know, as a preacher, I don't know if you've ever gone through this period. I know I have. It's one of those things where you never intend to, but sometimes you get to it where you realize you only start reading the Bible when you're preaching on that part, right? Like, there was a period where it's like, you know, I wanted to be able to read and study and think about my message. And so I'd start reading and thinking and planning like on Tuesday, and I would just keep reading and planning and thinking over a couple of days. And then on Friday, you know, Thursday, Friday, I'd start writing for my message for Sunday. And what I started realizing was that was the only actual like Bible reading I was doing was for the weekly message, as opposed to like, which basically, frankly, treats Sunday services as a devotional.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of other people sometimes, you know, run into problems, is they treat their church service like a live interactive devotional.
Yeah.
And then they don't do anything through the week to kind of supplement that. So anyway, any last thoughts on that?
No, we were actually just talking about that last night, our Bible study about spiritual disciplines. And
yeah,
they said that, you know, there are like three spiritual disciplines, you know, in scripture, and, you know, prayer, fasting, but, you know, scripture reading was the first one we talked about. And it said, we have to be in God's word every day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you miss a day here and there, not a big deal, but
it's like missing leg day.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, you're just going to be disproportionate if you're just praying, and maybe if you're fasting every now and then, but you're not reading scripture, then you're praying to a God that you have no idea who he is.
Yep.
You know, because the scriptures reveal who God is to us.
So listen, at this particular moment in time, there's about 2 weeks left till Christmas. Go buy your loved one a devotional.
Yes.
And a Bible.
Yes.
Maybe a subscription to Audible so that the Bible can be read to them if they have a problem with the reading.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely don't want to knock devotionals in one sense, but at the same time, they're not the end all and be all.
No, see them as a support to your scripture reading,
and
not
hey,
as the scripture reading itself.
We, of course, for this particular season, only have a couple more episodes left before we wrap up this season as we head into Christmas. And so I'm sure we'll be able to come back strong as we talk about New Year's resolutions and why they're the most amazing thing ever. And devotionals should be at the top of your list to buy a devotional and fill it in every day as your New Year's resolution. No, I kid. We obviously have. We started this podcast with our discussion on New Year's resolutions, I believe.
I think we started with a Christmas one, and then
did we do Christmas one? And then New Year's look at that, dear listeners. You've been with us for about a year. It's been fun. So we will keep up the good work. You go read some devotionals and the Bible, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. See ya.